78. Some close contests, but voter turnout may be low. Soviet Russia again blasts China. Weissman on way back to Washington from Israel. Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. The candidates have had their say, and now it's up to the voters. This is Election Day 1978. 428 seats in the House of Representatives will be filled today. The contests for the other seven have already been decided in open primaries. 34 Senate seats are at stake. One other in Louisiana has also been decided. It's held by Democratic incumbent J. Bennett Johnston. And there are 36 gubernatorial contests. More than 155 million Americans are qualified to vote, but far less than half of them are expected to do so. More about that from George Herman at CBS News Election Headquarters in New York.
The rule of thumb about non-presidential election years is that apathy reigns supreme and voter turnout is low. Also, that the party out of power in the White House gains seats in the House of Representatives, and that around 90% of all incumbents are reelected. That doesn't mean this won't be an exciting evening. The polls have shown a number of seesaw races, and some 9 Senate races, 7 governorships, and a whole slew of House contests are too close in the polls now for anything but even money betting. In general, the Republicans have said they're the people to elect if you want your taxes cut. Where necessary, the Democrats have said they'll do the same thing, only better. The polls show many Americans now think Democrats are better tax cutters than Republicans, which would have made Franklin D. Roosevelt laugh and Herbert Hoover cry. I'm George Herman, CBS News Election Headquarters.
Among the close senatorial races, Republican incumbent John Tower of Texas against Democratic Representative Robert Krueger. A 3-way contest in Mississippi for the seat being vacated by James Eastland among Democrat Maurice Danton, Republican Congressman Thad Cochran, and Independent Charles Evers. In New Jersey, Democrat Bill Bradley against Republican Jeffrey Bell, who knocked out the veteran Clifford Case in the primary. In Virginia, former Navy Secretary John Warner is in a close one with former State Attorney General Andrew Miller. 2 close ones in Minnesota, incumbent Democrat Wendell Anderson against Rudy Boschwitz, and Democrat Robert Short versus Republican David Durenberger, fighting for the remaining 4 years of the late Hubert Humphrey's term. In Massachusetts, incumbent Republican Edward Brooke versus Democratic Representative Paul Tsongas. Also a number of close gubernatorial contests. In Connecticut, Democratic incumbent Ella Grasso fighting for a second term against Republican Ronald Saracen. Democrat Hugh Carey in New York doing likewise against Perry Duryea. Democrat James Rhodes of Ohio against Richard Celeste. And in many states, there are also some controversial propositions to be decided. As for the election weather, rain is forecast over much of the eastern third of the country and in the Pacific Northwest.
And the New Jersey United States Senate race went as predicted, with Democrat Bill Bradley winning the seat which Republican Clifford Case held for nearly 24 years before he lost the primary to Jeffrey Bell. And Rich Lamb talked to Jeffrey Bell.
The conservative Republican Bell was gracious, generous, and unemotional in his conceding that he'd lost to ex-Knick basketball star Bill Bradley. Here's Bill.
Well, I'm disappointed. Winning beats losing any day.
Did President Carter's popularity play any role here? Do you think that the summit meeting and the consequent coattail effect played any role?
I think that helped every Democratic candidate in the country, but certain other things he did, I think, tended to hurt the Democrats.
What is your advice toward other politicians who might think about running against ex-professional athletes?
Well, it depends. I think there have been plenty of athletes who have lost. And you have to be a special kind of guy to make the transition from athletics to politics as successfully as Bill Bradley has. This is his night, and I commend him for his success.
Bell indicated he will stay in the Garden State, but did not announce any specific political plans for the future. This is Rich Lamb.
And checking again on some of the other major contests that took place yesterday, Republican Edward Regan will be the next New York State controller. He defeated the person most people had figured as the favorite, the Democrat Harrison Golden, who is, of course, the New York City controller. Democrat Robert Abrams, the Bronx borough president, did win as expected, and he will be the next New York State Attorney General. Murray Weinstein won the 41st Assembly District in Brooklyn, ousting Assembly Speaker Stanley Steingut, who'd lost in the primary and ran yesterday on the liberal line. Republican William Carney won the 1st Congressional District on Long Island. Peter Pizer beat Angelo Martinelli in the 23rd Congressional District in Westchester County. William Green in Manhattan reelected to Congress for a full term on the east side. Frederick Richmond won another term in Brooklyn. In New Jersey, among the incumbents, one defeated. Democrat Helen Miner, wife of a former governor, the only incumbent to lose in the New Jersey and Connecticut congressional races. But the elections, Massachusetts voters rejected Republican Senator Brooks' bid for another term. He's lost to Democratic Congressman Paul Tsongas. It means the Senate's only black member will not be there next year. Two members of the House accused of misconduct, Pennsylvania Democrat Eilberg, Florida Republican Burke, have lost. However, Michigan Democratic Congressman Charles Diggs, who is convicted of padding his congressional payroll, was reelected. Democrats Daniel Flood of Pennsylvania, Edward Roybal of California, Charles Wilson of California, all reelected despite allegations concerning them and misconduct.
Voters across the nation have given the Republicans more governorships for the first time in nearly a decade. In New Hampshire, Republican Governor Meldrum Thompson, long a fixture in right-wing national politics, was defeated by Democrat Hugh Gallon, a former state representative. But a Democratic senator went down to defeat in New Hampshire. Peter Gleishman of station WKXL in Concord reports on both races, first on the governor's defeat.
Thompson, who lost to Democrat Hugh Gallon by nearly 11,000 votes according to unofficial results, congratulated his opponent and wished him well. And Thompson thanked the citizens of New Hampshire for giving him the chance to serve them for 6 years. In a passing reference to a political future, Thompson assured the voters that he will return to the fray. Defeated Democratic Senator Thomas McIntyre says he's proud of what he's been able to accomplish in Washington in his 16 years and has very few regrets. During the campaign, Republican conservative Gordon Humphrey had criticized McIntyre's support of the Panama Canal treaties, and McIntyre says it's possible that may have cost him the election. But McIntyre says he voted for the treaties, believing they were in the best interests of the country, and he says he still believes that. Peter Gleishman for CBS News, Concord, New Hampshire.
President Carter has signed the nearly $19 billion tax cut bill that, after January, will cut income taxes for about 65 million American couples and individuals. The new tax cuts will only partially offset big Social Security increases due in the new year. Mr. Carter also signed a transportation bill to improve the nation's roads and a measure to provide funds for rehabilitation of the handicapped. This morning, Mr. Carter addressed by telephone a meeting on inflation in Hartford, Connecticut. He told the group that food costs should be leveling off because of bumper crops this year at home and abroad.
Our own nation has had the best corn crop in history. Stocks of food and storage are fairly high. They are primarily under control of farmers. I think food prices will be much more stable than they were in the past. We will monitor very closely any sort of international decisions to make sure that inflation is not pressed upon us too highly.
The president said he does not think next year's food prices will rise as much as they did this year.